Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Frazier Show.
What is up, Free Market Squad? It's your boy Nathan Frazier, High Priest of Propaganda. And today I come to you with a heavy heart. Some very sad news. It is the end of an era. This is going to be the last episode of the Nathan Frazier Show. I'm calling it quits. On the podcast, quitters never win, Nathan. There's a couple of reasons why I'm going to go through this week on the podcast. I'm going to go through why I'm calling it quits on this here podcast and what's going to be coming in the future. And so without any further ado, let's just jump into it. So there's three main reasons why I want to kill this project. And the very first one, the number one reason, is I want to spend more time focusing and more of my energy focusing on my clients. If you don't know, I do three other podcasts every week. I do the Copywriters Podcast with David Garfinkel. I do the Male Entrepreneur with Pradeep Sangha, and I do the Sales Guerrilla Podcast with Landon Porter. And those podcasts, because of the conflict of my show and their shows and which ones should get promoted to my email list and which ones should get focused on my website, on copyandfunnels.com. I'm always torn. Which one should I promote? Which one should I spend time on? Which one should I spend energy on? And one thing that, as a business owner, as somebody who's in a client-based service or client service-based industry, I don't know. It's still early here, okay? I'm still drinking my green tea and trying to wake up a little bit. But anyways, customers got to come first and clients got to come first. And lately I've been struggling to create their three podcasts and come up with content for my own and time that I could be using to promote their work. I'm instead using to create my own work. And then I don't know which work to promote. And it's just become a mental drain that I just doesn't make sense for me to continue doing at this time. Will the Nathan Frazier Show ever come back? Probably not. But yeah, I'm happy with it, though. I'm actually happy with the decision. Last night, I recorded this episode last night, and I'm re-recording it this morning because last night I was bummed out when I recorded it. But this morning, I'm actually much more optimistic after it's set in, and so I'm like, I'll re-record this episode. Anyways, enough of the behind the scenes stuff. I want to be able to put more energy into promoting and working with and coming up with ideas for their podcasts to help them succeed. And that's my priority right now when it comes to podcasting is my clients. So there's that. And there's also the fact that I want to do stuff for Free Market Squad. One of the things that has kind of held me back is I get done doing my client work and I've got time to spend with Bella. I've got time to go spend with my family. And when I get those two things accomplished, you know, taking care of my health and my loved ones and stuff like that, when I get client work done and when I get the, you know, obligations of a human being to spend time with the people that you love and recharge that battery, I've got a very limited amount of time left after that. And what am I going to do with that limited amount of time? Am I going to use it to create a free podcast for people, or am I going to use it to build my own pet project, which is the Free Market Squad? I would rather use that time to create content for the Free Market Squad because those are people that are paying to be part of my community, and I want to make the experience that they get out of being in that community the best that it can be. And so, yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer for me. Spend time creating a podcast that I give out for free, or spend time creating more content that I give to the people that want, that actually pay me because they want to be in my world, I'm a greedy capitalist, guys. Oh man, I'm a squeaky voice greedy capitalist, apparently. I'm going to have to go with option number two, give that time to creating content for the free market squad. So, that's that. The other thing is the other big reason that I'm killing the podcast is it's a very muddy concept, this here podcast, this mixing business with politics, concept. There's a large amount of people who are business minded and liberty minded, and there is a crossover there. It's a niche market, but it does exist. So it's not that I don't think it's a good idea to create this content, but it's hard to create this content. It's hard coming up with what's going on in the political world, what's going on in the cultural world, what's going on in the world at large, and how can I use that to tie into a marketing lesson each and every week? How can I take the most absurd things going on in politics and use that to create a marketing lesson? Oftentimes it feels like I'm shoehorning stuff in. It feels like I'm forcing things to fit. And I don't enjoy doing that. It's not fun for me to do that. I thought when I first started the podcast, which was, the Anarchopreneur, the show's gone through a couple of shifts here and there, but it's always been kind of the same concept. It was 132, I don't know. It was a lot of episodes ago. And so I've created a lot of content based off of that concept, but it's getting to the point where in order to do it, it takes a lot of mental capacity. And so I want to separate the two. I still want to create content for people that want to learn about marketing. I still want to create content for people that just want to hear about the stuff that's going on in the culture war. But I don't want to force the two together anymore. It feels artificial. It feels contrived, and I don't want to do that anymore. So I have to split the two aspects of my personality, and I think I'm going to have to create two forms of content going forward rather than trying to shoehorn the two of them together. So that's one other reason why. And then the third reason why, especially when it comes to the content about marketing, people don't value free. This is something that I noticed. I can track who downloads and consumes the content behind the paywall in Free Market Squad versus who downloads and consumes the interviews. So, like, I'll do an interview with Joe Schrieffer, and we're talking about super advanced level high level marketing tactics. Or Ben Settle, he'll come on and we'll talk about email tactics, and I can track who's actually paying attention to these interviews. And I noticed that when I put the interviews behind a paywall, every single person that pays for them is consuming them, is watching them all the way through to the end, and they're actually implementing, taking action, and getting results from the information. Versus when I put them in a podcast, I get a couple of hundred downloads, and then it goes down the memory hole. And then the next week's podcast comes out. And so when people find the podcast, they go back and they might listen to a couple of archives, but they're actually just picking up where they're at, and then they catch each week after that. I've watched the numbers. I track where my listens are coming from, and I see that when people come on, they usually don't go back and dig through the treasure trove of some of the most awesome interviews that we've had on this podcast. It's the exact opposite, though, on Free Market Squad. When people pay to get access to the information that me and other, you know, A-list copywriters and world-class marketers are providing, when people are paying for that information, they go back and they go through every single piece of content that I've created, and they consume all of it, they implement it, and they start getting results. So being free, people don't appreciate it. being behind a paywall, people do appreciate it. When it's free, it gets ignored. When it's behind a paywall, it gets consumed and implemented and acted on. And I don't want people to not implement and act on the advice that I and my guests are giving on this podcast. And so for that reason, it makes sense for me to stop putting it out for free. Free doesn't get appreciated. Free doesn't get the value that it deserves. If I'm not putting a value on it, if I'm saying it's free, how can I expect you, the listener, to put a value on it? So in order to give it what it rightfully deserves, I'm putting any future content, any future interviews that I do, which I am going to continue doing interviews. I say that this is going to be the end of the podcast. This is the end of the current form of this podcast. I am going to continue doing interviews with people. I am going to continue creating content. It's just not going to be in a free podcast anymore. All right, so those are the three reasons why. Here's what's going to happen moving forward. So I have enough people in the free market squad. Actually, in the last 24 hours, I've had three more people sign up. It's kind of serendipitous that I decided to kill the podcast, focus on the free market squad, and all of a sudden the free market squad is gaining new members, three in the last 24 hours. That's I think the 24 hours before that, we had another three people sign up. So six people in the last couple of days have joined the free market squad. That's good for me. That's recurring income in my pocket, but it's also, it's kind of like a indication from the universe that I made the right decision. So all of these archives, all of the episodes of Nathan Fraser Show, the BYO Boss podcast, all of them are going to be taken down off of the website. I'm taking everything down off of the website, and the website's going to be, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think the website's just going to probably end up getting redirected to the free market squad sales page. And that from that point on, all of the podcasts will be available to free market squad members only. And yeah, that's going to be the way that it is. It's going to be behind a paywall. And any future episodes, when I'm going to be doing a lot. I've got Ken McCarthy lined up for an interview. I've got a lot of copywriters and marketers lined up for interviews. All of that is going to now be exclusively for people that are in the free market squad. So, sites getting deleted, all of the interviews, new and old, are going to be members only. And so here's my proposition to you. If you enjoy the marketing stuff, then become a member of the free market squad, or at the very least, join my mailing list. You can get a free guide on how to write sales copy, how to improve the sales copy that you've already got written. You can get that over at copyandfunnels.com/guide. That'll get you on my mailing list. I'm going to continue using my mailing list to put out the marketing lessons that I love talking about this stuff. I love talking about marketing, and I also love talking about politics and culture. And there often is that overlap, and there often are good lessons to be learned. If I've got something to say, it's going to either go out to my mailing list, it's going to go out to the people on my Facebook friends list, or it's going to go inside the free market squad. And I'll figure out, depending on each piece of content, where it's going to go. So if you enjoy the marketing stuff and you like the way that I do it, then at the very least, get on the mailing list at free market squad or at copyandfunnels.com/guide. Follow me on Facebook, become a friend of mine. I'm close to my 5,000 friend limit though. But you can follow me over there or join the free market squad if you enjoy the marketing stuff. That's the best thing that you can do. I guess you can find me on LinkedIn because I'm starting to post more stuff over on LinkedIn as well. If you enjoy the political stuff, though, if you like the culture war stuff, I am going to be starting a new project on YouTube. I don't know how long it's going to stay there. Here's the deal. I love doing the podcast because I own the podcast. Nobody can kick me off. The worst that can happen is Apple can delist me. But as far as owning my content, I own everything that I put out on the podcast. That's one of my favorite things. Creating content on Facebook can delete my account or throw me in Facebook jail. Creating content on YouTube can kill my channel or fuck with the algorithm and make it to where people can't find me. Nobody can do that shit with the podcast. So I am going to miss doing the podcast. I'm going to miss the freedom. I'm going to miss the control that the podcast allows me. But for the reasons that I went over in the show earlier, it's one of those cost-benefit analysis that I had to weigh both sides, the positive and the negative. And after weighing it out, I'm confident that I'm making the right decision. So this is the direction that I'm going to go. But anyways, all that being said, if you enjoy the culture war stuff, if you enjoy the political rants that I go on, then follow me on YouTube. I started a channel a few years back. I just rebranded it. It is now called Pop Culture Wars, and I'm going to use that as my place to vent all of my political stuff. I won't shoehorn marketing ideas into that. It's just going to be pure culture war and political stuff. And that's going to be over at Pop Culture Wars on YouTube. You can find it over there. And I'll probably still, on Facebook, I'll probably still do a mix. I like to mix it up. I like to do some copywriting stuff, some marketing stuff, and some political stuff. And I just kind of just throw it in there like a crazy blender. That's what my Facebook feed is like. If you want kind of a mix of everything, Facebook is probably the best place. If you want just the marketing stuff, Free Market Squad, the mailing list, and LinkedIn are the best place. And if you want just the political and culture war stuff, find me on YouTube at Pop Culture Wars. And I just want to take a moment before we're out of here to thank you. It's been a blast. It's been an awesome journey. It's been great getting to know and connect and meet so many people, and I get a lot of feedback from people that love the podcast, and I get feedback from people that love the work that I do, and I really appreciate that. I've met some really awesome people. The podcast has allowed me to connect and network with some amazing people. So I'm not throwing it away because I just didn't fulfill my expectations. It's gone above and beyond fulfilling my expectations. I really am appreciative for all the opportunities that I got from doing the podcast. And that is why, with a heavy heart, I have to say I am killing the podcast. It is a finalized decision. The site will be up until the end of August, so you've got about 10 more days to go through and download any of the archives that you wanted to listen to before they're gone, and they're gone for good. And I guess not gone for good, but they'll be stuck behind a paywall in the Free Market Squad. Anyways, my name's Nathan Frazier. I do appreciate you spending the last 20 minutes with me. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your company. I appreciate you being in my life. I am out of here. Until next, no, there won't be a next time. I'll see you somewhere in the future. I'm out of here. Deuces. You want to get more sales from your website? A simple $4 investment can make that happen. Get my time-tested template formulated for sales pages, proven to turn more of your website visitors into paying customers. Discover how to write the perfect sales page, even if you're not a copywriter. Go to salespagebook.com and get your copy today. A higher converting sales page is only one click away. Go to salespagebook.com today.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.